Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
He couldn't remember exactly when his sister started talking about it, only that once it began, it never really stopped. At first, it came up casually. A comment here or there about something strange in the house. Nothing dramatic, nothing she lingered on too long. A door that didn't stay shut. Footsteps on the stairs when she was alone, something small being moved and turning up somewhere else later. The kind of things that could easily be brushed off if you didn't give them too much attention. He never did. From the beginning, he treated it like exactly what it sounded like. An old house doing what old houses do. Things shift, things settle, sounds carry in ways you don't expect. He had an explanation for everything, and if he didn't have one right away, he would come up with something close enough that it didn't matter. She didn't argue with him much about it. That was part of what made it easier to dismiss. She would just look at him, half amused, half frustrated, and insist that it wasn't what he thought. That it wasn't just the house or the pipes or the neighbors. That it was something else. He always smiled when she said that. Not in a way that was meant to shut her down, just the kind of smile that said he had already made up his mind. That had always been how it worked between them. She would tell him something that had happened, and he would immediately start picking it apart, offering explanations before she even finished the story. Sometimes he'd lean into it just to get a reaction, asking if the ghost had moved anything important this time or if it was just sticking to doors and footsteps. She would roll her eyes, tell him he wasn't funny, and then continue explaining why she knew what she had heard or seen wasn't normal. He never pushed back hard. He didn't need to. To him, it wasn't real, and that made it easy to keep the tone light. If anything, he thought she might be playing it up a little, stretching the details just enough to see how he would respond. Not in a serious way, not like she was trying to convince him of something, but in that casual, almost playful way she had always been with him. It gave them something to go back and forth about, and over time, it became part of their conversations. It didn't matter what they were talking about, work, family, whatever had been going on that week, it would come up eventually. Another small incident, another detail she couldn't explain, another moment that didn't sit right with her. And every time he had the same reaction, he had been to the house more than enough times to feel confident about it. Holidays, random visits, stopping by for dinner. There had been plenty of opportunities for him to notice something, if there was actually anything to notice. There never was. It always felt the same. Normal, quiet, maybe a little older than most places, but nothing that stood out in any meaningful way. If anything, it felt calmer than the way she described it. Like whatever she thought was happening simply didn't exist when someone else was around. That only reinforced what he already believed. If something was really going on, it wouldn't just disappear every time he showed up. So he kept explaining it away, and she kept insisting it wasn't that simple. By the time that night came around, it had already been months of the same back and forth, long enough that he didn't think twice about it anymore, and long enough that she didn't expect him to take it seriously. It was just part of how they talked to each other. The get-together itself hadn't been anything special. A few people, some drinks, the kind of night that stretches out without anyone really noticing how late it's getting. Conversations overlapping, music low in the background, the usual kind of noise that fills a house when it's not trying to be quiet. Nothing about it felt different. At some point, as things started winding down and people began heading out, the conversation circled back to it again. He didn't even remember what started it. Maybe it was something small she mentioned in passing, or something someone else asked about the house. Either way, it came up the same way it always did. Dropped into the conversation like it belonged there. She mentioned something about hearing movement upstairs earlier that week. He laughed. Not in a way that made fun of her, just the kind of reaction he always had when it came up. He started offering explanations before she had even finished. Something about airflow or the way older houses shift when the temperature changes. She cut him off halfway through, told him it wasn't that, but he kept going anyway. By then it was automatic. She shook her head, clearly not interested in whatever explanation he was about to land on, but she didn't push it any further. That was how it usually ended, him offering a reason, her dismissing it, and both of them moving on to something else. No resolution, no agreement, just the same pattern they had settled into. By the time the last of the lights were turned off and the house finally started to quiet down, the conversation had already moved on. Whatever had been said about it didn't stick, not for him. It never did. It was late enough that driving home didn't feel worth it, and staying over wasn't unusual. He had done it before, and there was nothing about the house that made him hesitate. If anything, it was easier. He didn't think about any of the stories as he got ready for bed. Didn't think about the footsteps or the doors or anything she had told him over the past few months. To him, those things didn't exist outside of conversation, and once the conversation ended, so did they. By the time he lay down, the house had settled into that same quiet stillness it always had at night. Calm, predictable, exactly what he expected it to be. And whatever she thought was happening there, if anything at all, wasn't something he believed he would ever experience for himself. It took a while for the house to settle after everyone had gone to bed. Not in any obvious way, just the gradual shift that happens when a place empties out and the last bits of noise fade away. Conversations tapered off, doors closed, and the movement that had filled the house earlier in the night disappeared until there was nothing left but a quiet that felt complete once you noticed it. He lay there for a few minutes, not quite asleep. The night had gone later than he expected, and even though he was tired, his mind hadn't fully slowed down yet. Thoughts drifted in and out without much direction, the kind that never really land before giving way to the next one. The room was dark, but familiar enough from past visits that he didn't need to see anything to know where he was. Nothing about it felt different. If anything, it felt exactly the way he always said it did. Quiet, still, and completely normal. At some point, he shifted onto his side, adjusting the pillow and settling into a position that felt more comfortable. He could feel himself getting closer to sleep then, right on the edge of it, where everything begins to blur just enough that you stop paying attention to anything outside of yourself. That was when he felt the bed move. At first, it was subtle, just a slight change in the mattress near his feet, enough to register without immediately pulling him fully awake. It wasn't sudden or sharp, nothing that would have startled him if he had already been asleep. Instead, it blended into that half-aware state where things don't feel out of place right away. He stayed still. The mattress shifted again, a little more noticeably this time, the pressure spreading gradually as weight was added rather than dropped. It wasn't random, and it wasn't uneven. It followed a pattern his body recognized before his mind fully caught up to it. Someone was getting onto the bed. The thought came easily, without hesitation, because it matched exactly what it felt like. The slow transfer of weight, the way the mattress adjusted beneath it, the steady, controlled movement instead of anything abrupt. He didn't question it. He assumed it was her. After the conversation earlier, after the way the night had gone, it made sense that she would try something like this, not to scare him, but just enough to prove a point or get a reaction out of him. It was exactly the kind of thing she would do, especially after he had spent most of the night brushing everything off. He let it happen. For a few seconds, he didn't react at all, just lay there and paid attention. The way you do when you're trying to confirm something without giving yourself away. The weight shifted again, moving further onto the bed in that same slow, deliberate way, from his feet toward his legs, not rushed, not hesitant, just steady, like someone climbing in carefully. He almost smiled to himself. If this was her way of proving him wrong, he was already thinking about how he was going to respond. He let the moment stretch a little longer, waiting to see how far she would take it, how close she would get before saying anything. The weight moved again, closer now. He could feel it along the side of his legs, the mattress pressing down slightly as it adjusted. It wasn't heavy in a way that felt overwhelming, just enough to feel like someone settling into place beside him. It felt normal. That was what made it so easy to accept. He stayed still for another second, letting it play out, already deciding what he was going to do. He would wait until she got just a little closer, just enough that she wouldn't expect it. And then he would turn quickly and grab her before she had time to pull away. It wasn't serious, just instinct. The kind of reaction that didn't need much thought behind it. The weight shifted again, moving higher along the bed until it reached his waist, where it paused briefly, as if whatever was there had settled into position. That was enough. He moved. He turned quickly, reaching at the same time, his hands going exactly where he expected them to go. There was no hesitation, no second guessing, just the follow-through of something he had already decided. There was nothing there, no movement, no resistance, no reaction at all, just empty space where someone should have been. For a moment, his mind didn't catch up. His hands moved again, instinctively searching for something that wasn't there, but the mattress beneath him had already returned to its original shape, the pressure gone as completely as if it had never existed at all. He pushed himself upright too quickly, the sudden movement shifting the bed beneath him and breaking the quiet that had settled over the room. That was when he heard her, from down the hall, clear, awake, and nowhere near him, asking what he was doing. He didn't even realize he had yelled until he heard her answer. Her voice came from down the hall, clear and awake. Not the kind of groggy response you get when someone's half asleep. It cut through the quiet in a way that made it immediately obvious she hadn't just been in the room with him. "What are you doing?" For a second, he didn't say anything. He was still sitting upright, his hands hovering where they had reached, trying to make sense of something that had already ended. The room hadn't changed. Nothing had moved. There was no sign that anyone had been there at all. There was a pause like she was waiting for more, but when nothing came, she let it go. He could hear her settle again in the other room, the sound of movement fading back into the same quiet that had been there before. He stayed where he was, listening. Nothing followed, no footsteps in the hallway, no shift in the mattress, no second attempt at whatever had just happened. The stillness returned the same way it always had, calm and complete, as if nothing had interrupted it at all. After a minute, he lay back down. The bed felt exactly the way it should have, flat and undisturbed, but the memory of the weight was still there, clear enough that he could trace it without trying. It hadn't been vague or fleeting. It had followed a pattern, moved with intention, and stopped at exactly the point he would have expected a person to stop. He turned his head slightly, looking toward the door, even though there was nothing to see. It didn't make sense, but it also didn't feel like something he had imagined. That was what bothered him. If it had been sudden or unclear, he could have written it off. If it had felt like pressure or a dream or something he couldn't quite define, it would have been easier to ignore. But it hadn't been any of those things. It had felt familiar. That was the part he couldn't get past. He didn't sleep much after that. When the room started to lighten, he got up without thinking too much about it, more focused on moving through the morning than trying to explain anything that had happened the night before. The house felt normal again, the kind of normal he had always believed it to be. She was already in the kitchen. Coffee was brewing, something simple sat on the counter, and she moved through the space the same way she always did, like nothing had changed. For a while, neither of them said anything about the night before. It didn't feel tense, just quiet in a way that didn't need to be filled. He poured himself a cup of coffee and leaned against the counter, letting the routine settle in. If he hadn't known better, he could have convinced himself nothing had happened. She was the one who brought it up, not directly at first, just a glance in his direction and a question that sounded like she was trying to keep it casual. "You sure you were fine last night?" He nodded, not looking up right away. "Yeah, just woke up." She watched him for a second like she was trying to decide if that was the whole answer. But then she let it go. That was what stood out to him. Normally, she would have kept going, asked another question. Maybe tried to connect it to something else she had experienced in the house. This time, she didn't. The conversation moved on, replaced by something easier, something that didn't need to be explained. Within a few minutes, it felt like the moment had already passed, like it had slipped out of the room without either of them holding on to it. He stayed for a little while longer and then left. The drive home felt normal. Nothing followed him, nothing lingered, and by the time he got back, it was easy to let the night settle into the same place everything else had. Something strange, maybe, but not something that needed to be pulled apart. For a while, that was enough, but she didn't stop telling him about the house. The stories kept coming the same way they always had. Dropped into conversation without much buildup and without any expectation that he would believe them. A door that didn't stay shut. Something moving upstairs when no one was there. Something small ending up in the wrong place. And he answered the same way he always had. He joked about it. He explained it. He broke it down into something that made sense the way he had done from the beginning. If anything, he leaned into it even more, keeping the tone light, making sure it never turned into something serious. On the surface, nothing had changed. That was the part that made it work. Because the way he responded stayed the same, it never became a bigger conversation. It stayed where it had always been, just something they went back and forth about, something that didn't need to be resolved. But underneath that, it wasn't the same anymore. Now when she told him something had happened, there was always a moment, brief but unavoidable, where he thought about that night. About how certain he had been of what was happening, how easily he had accepted it, and how quickly that certainty had fallen apart. He never said that part out loud. There wasn't a reason to. It didn't change anything in a way that needed to be shared, and it didn't give him an answer he could point to. It just sat there, quietly shifting the way he heard everything that came after it. He could still explain most of it. The doors, the sounds, the things being moved, those still fit into something he understood, something he could reason through if he wanted to. But not all of it. Not anymore. Because whatever had happened that night hadn't been a sound or something he thought he saw. It had been physical. It had felt exactly like something he already knew, and that was the part he couldn't explain away.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.